This is Mr. O'Sullivan here with some fifth graders at Tanti, and we're discussing digital notebooks. And I'm going to have the students come up and just share some ideas. So here we go.
The only thing that would make it better is that it would add more recordings and it could tell you what your picture is all about. One other one is that it is good for emails. It's good because it's more easier than leaving out at the mail store or pretty much sending it. It's much better because you could just type someone's email and you could send it to them and then they might get it soon.
Thank you. Next, we have another student. Yes.
My name is Francesca, and I prefer digital notebooks because they're easier to write with, and you could use your voice to type in the words, and I also like it because it, like, saves more time.
How does it save more time?
It saves more time because, like, you could type faster with it instead of, like, using a pencil to write it.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Elena, and I prefer a digital notebook because you could print stuff in the notebook and save the notebooks.
Thank you.
You could add better pictures.
Where do you get the pictures?
From the internet.
Are there other ways you can get pictures?
You could just take a picture from anywhere and, well, you go and...
And put it into your notebook then?
Yeah.
Very good. Does anybody have any other thoughts they want to share before we finish our fifth grade podcast on digital notebooks? Okay, so let's give a thumbs up if you prefer digital notebooks or a... thumbs down if you prefer not to use digital notebooks. And let me give a quick vote. It looks like everybody in the class prefers to use digital notebooks.